Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, DAELE007 on Twitter. This is a Hoopball Gaming presentation, hoop-ball.com. Make sure to check out Best Bets articles and fantasy basketball updates and news. We're going to have a short off-season. So you've got to get that in. I think mock draft lobbies are already open. Before I move on too much further, I'm going to talk about the sponsor for the show, Manscaped. Manscaped.com, the Lawnmower 3.0, just came out. Fully electric, waterproof technology. And it is the real deal, y'all. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. To receive 20% off and free shipping. They have other great products other than the lawnmower, such as their, you know, face lotions for gentlemen, aftershave care products, beard oils, underwear. If you need underwear, they have those. And you can get free shipping and 20% off. Hoopball20, HOOPBALL20. Well, as you can tell, the excitement or the decibel level on the intro was a little quieter, but hey, I am sleeping, or I am doing this next to a sleeping child, so we are going to take that into consideration. So, got some exciting first looks in college football. We got Monday Night Football tonight, obviously. That's what we'll lead with in the show. And then got some lines already for next week in the Professional Football League that we will probably discuss. A couple things to keep an eye out for me specifically this week. I'm going to have an article going up tonight on hoop-ball.com. I'm going to talk about my first watch, so to say, for the week 9 lines in college football. And then I'm going to do a full-on Sun Belt preview and breakdown of the Sun Belt. As you guys know, I love the Sun Belt, the Fun Belt. And while I'm real successful with betting on it, and I really like breaking it down, and there's some fun teams and some fun players, and we have some fun matchups coming up this week. So let's talk about that. But Monday Night Football first. We have a pretty decent matchup here. It's been a weird week in the NFL. Dallas losing to the Washington football team, which a lot of people probably could have said that was expected, but wild finish with Pittsburgh and Tennessee, Arizona and Seattle. Those were very, very exciting games. Thank you, Steven Gostkowski, for not hitting that field goal for my over bet. Just kidding. That was sarcasm. So, without further ado, let's talk about this Monday night matchup. Chicago Bears taking on the Los Angeles Rams. They're going to Los Angeles, so a little bit of travel for the Bears. I'm going to pop up the injury report, then we'll talk about that. But I want to talk more about where it opened and where we are now, because the object is to find conviction and value and beat the closing line. So I locked in Chicago +6, and I need to also say that Ira is also on Chicago at +6. He's, as you can tell by now, he's not with us on today's show, but he's always here. So that's Ira Silver Magic on Twitter. But I needed to give his Monday night play out. And it opened at +7. to Chicago, getting the 7 points, the full touchdown. So we went down under a key number to another key number, actually, in football. I mean, six is just a couple field goals, obviously. And, you know, we've seen some movement by 2.5 points from 47 all the way down to 44.5. And kickoff is set for 8:15 Eastern time on ESPN. excuse me. Chicago is a plus 210 money line underdog. And I'm trying to talk myself out of taking that selection and that bet. I really think Chicago can, you know, surprise Los Angeles here. And my biggest reasoning is the Rams have only defeated the NFC East. So just to talk a little bit more about the Rams, sure, they're having success as far as yards per play and all that mumbo jumbo, but, you know, they beat Dallas 20-17. They beat Philly 37-19. They lost to Buffalo. That was, you know, a three-point loss, 35-32. And then, you know, they beat the Giants 17-9, you know, so a single possession win over the Giants. And then they went on the road and took on, you know, the Washington football team and won 30-10, lost to San Fran. So here's – and it's classic Goff, in my opinion, because he plays up and down to his competition. I know I said that about Justin Herbert, and it didn't really work out for me this weekend, but Jacksonville was in there for a while till the very, very end. But, you know, I think Goff is more magnified in that statement to more of the true side. So one major thing that I'm looking at in this game, Chicago leads the league in incompletions forced per game and within their passing defense. And that is pretty big to me because I think with this staunch defense up front, with Chicago being able to stop the run, they're going to be forced to pass. And I'm talking about Jared Goff and the Rams offense. Don't get me wrong, McVay is a mastermind as far as it goes with, you know, scheme and getting people open in space. But the Bears probably can – I mean, if any defense is going to match each of these skill position players' speed – evenly and pretty close, it's going to be this Bears defense because they're fast. They cause a lot of incompletions. They get in there. So lots of pass breakups. And, you know, they averaged 13.1 incompletions per game last year in 2019 as a whole. And here's a good kicker. So they average 15.7 incompletions per game. They go on the road and it's 16.7. So I like that a lot. I like Nick Foles being Nick Foles, honestly. And this is a spot that I think Nick Foles is going to do really well in. They have a huge advantage with third down conversion. The Rams allow almost 64% on third down conversions to their opposing team offenses. So, you know, there's that. Nick Foles can continue some drives as long as they don't get behind the sticks. And they can, you know, average at least 3.7 yards per carry would be my goal for them and then have success. Now, you also got a couple of spots to look at for tight end. I think this is a both with red zone scoring percentages, both teams give that up at a good clip. Look for tight ends. Maybe get some looks when they get deep down into the red zone, especially with man coverages on the outside, which both these teams run a fair amount of. So I'm looking at the Bears to go on the road. I took the points. I really want to take them on the money line. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I don't think it's going to take too much talking because I think it's a really good bet, honestly. And, you know, Nick Foles, he just keeps doing this. We've seen him come in time after time, and we've doubted him every time. And, yeah, and then there's history with Nagy and Foles going all the way back to Kansas City. So the coordinator, the coach, and Foles, you know, they're on the page that they need to be on, and that's the same one. So moving on to a couple of college, or three specifically, college football games that I'm looking at very exuberantly for this week. Starting off is going to be a Conference USA matchup that I really like, and that's the Roadrunners of University of Texas San Antonio getting 6.5 points on the road, taking on the Florida Atlantic Owls. Over under set at 53. And, you know, last week, quarterback Frank Harris led the Roadrunners to win against Louisiana Tech. And that was an exciting game. They won 27-26. Granted, he threw two interceptions. He didn't have any touchdowns, but he did enough to get his team in the position to score. And he commands the offense. He's a senior. He's been here. He's suffered a few injuries, so, if he's healthy, the guy is really great. He's a wonderful quarterback as far as, people say game manager is a bad thing, but, Russell Wilson's a game manager. So, he normally doesn't turn the ball over twice per game or hardly ever. So, I'm looking for positive regression in that regard. They still won with their defense and, covered up, untimely and not characteristic mistakes of Frank Harris in the quarterback position. And they go on the road again as a dog. They were a dog last week and they beat Louisiana Tech. Both teams rank towards the bottom as far as offensive yards per game. So I am looking to shade the under here at 53. Both teams actually have underrated defenses. Florida Atlantic, since Lane Kiffin left, they should be terrible again, which they didn't look great against Marshall, but they held Marshall to 20 points, and Marshall's one of the most efficient offenses in all of college football. Marshall's a very complete team also. Look for them to win this conference, Marshall that is. But UTSA, I think, is going to be a close second or third, in my opinion. They have really great linebacker play. They give up 30 points per game, but it's what's in those numbers that I really like. I've watched them play and I've watched them shut some folks down for large chunks of the game. And Florida Atlantic struggles with efficiency on offense and they don't move the ball. They scored 9 points against Marshall, but I talked about how good Marshall's defense overall and how good they were as a team, but you got to be able to, try to get at least 14 points without it being something wrong with your offense, So with that being said, there's also expected to be heavy winds. And so I'm looking for that to play a role. These two teams don't pass the ball or have much success in passing offense anyways. So when you throw 10 to 15 mile per hour winds in there, I think that's going to hinder some stuff.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And so I talked about the spread and the over, and I just want to, you know, I just hopped on Action Network to check these lines as I was talking about them. Again, Action Network is not an affiliate of ours. Tally site is. And it's just how I track my plays, you know, and I'm top 10 in college football on Tally site. And, you know, just, yeah, Action Network. It's a great tool if you're a better. Again, not an affiliate, but. So the total I talked about taking the under on of 53, well, it's already shot down to 50, opened at 54. So I'm not telling you to take the under 50. I was saying that I liked the under 53. So heavy and swift movement on that line. That is incredible. Got a couple other ones here, but before I do that, let's talk about where we can put some bets in on these games at. Mybookie.ag is the other sponsor, another great affiliate of the show. And you use HoopBall as the promo code, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. You're going to get 100% initial deposit match, free future wager. And on top of that, great customer service, wonderful bonuses, and lots of diversity as far as what you can do. They have blackjack. They have slot machines. I've got my grandma and my dad set up with a MyBookie account, and they like it. So, again, HoopBall is the promo code, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, MyBookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. I've got a couple futures tickets in there that I'm hoping might cash. Well, at least one of them, because it's the two World Series futures. Need Tampa Bay to get it to 7. Anyway, we were talking about college football. So the next game I really like is going to be Memphis at number 9, Cincinnati. Cincinnati right now, 6.5-point favorites. Opened at 6. Over-under is dropped. It's dropped 1 point from 60.5 down to 59.5. And just get it up and out front. You know, I like Cincinnati -6.5 in this one. And here's why. You know, the matchup features opposite polarization from each side of the, you know, proverbial football spectrum. So Memphis, in all of their matchups, they've seen their games average about 70 total points combined. Cincinnati's right around 40. Cincinnati has an elite defense. And both teams actually average the same numbers as far as time of possession, but Memphis runs 19 more plays. You would think, oh, it's because they have an efficient offense or whatever, but, you know, they actually just give up a crap ton of points. Whatever they produce, they give up on the opposing side or the flip side. Remember, Memphis was one of the heaviest hit teams as far as COVID. You know, their season was delayed a month and a half. They had 20 guys pretty much out before they even started doing practices. Lots of opt-outs. So Memphis has been hit hard. You know, they were a dark horse to consider in this conference. And, you know, now you can't even do that. But on the flip side, I like Cincinnati to win this conference, the American Athletic. So Cincinnati has an elite defense. You know, you look up their defensive numbers, they're, you know, in anywhere between top 3 and top 7 or 10 of each, you know, metric. They're just a really solid defense. And they have an exciting quarterback, Dalton Ritter. I want to say Dalton's his first name, Dalton Ritter. You know, leading the hound. A lot of talk about their lack of run game, you know, because they lost Michael Warren, who is, I believe he's one of the all-time leading rushers for Cincinnati. But, you know, Dokes was, you know, a running back that learned from him and has got 6 touchdowns on the season. So, you know, I think he's a sophomore or junior. So when you have that coupled with, you know, that experience in the backfield, that's good. This is going to be the toughest task for the Tigers, and I don't think their defense is going to have a shot at, you know, standing up to that. So Cincinnati -6.5. I'm also looking to maybe lean under, which that is, like I said, 59.5 right now. So, you know, maybe looking at that, my worry is that Cincinnati might put up a 40 burger based off of some defensive touchdowns or special teams touchdowns, 40 or 45 burger. And then, you know, Memphis, you know, about 20, 27. So that's cutting it close for me. My thing is if Memphis actually plays a little bit decent defense, which they're capable of, they're 3-1 on the year. And Cincinnati has had issues moving the ball before. See the game they played against Army. And those are my thoughts on that game. Moving on to the last college football game that I'm going to speak on. Talked about a little bit of possible underplay in that last game, but I'm looking at the over in this one, and that is the Temple Owls taking on the Tulane Green Wave. They're going to be hosting Temple, that is Tulane. And the over-under right now is 64. And it's actually dropped 3 points down to 61.5. That's really weird and kind of makes me worried. You know, 9 miles per hour wind is what's projected, cloudy, 65 degrees. So it's not, I thought maybe there's going to be some weather issues. 92% of the bets are on Temple right now, which I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm playing the total, so I don't really have a huge opinion on the side. But to me, that looks a little weird. So I'm seeing anywhere between -4.5, -5.5 for Tulane being the home favorite. You know, this is a simple one for me. I bet the under in Tulane's first game of the season and was mightily disgusted that I had done so. So since then, I'm 2-0 in overs on Tulane games. Both defenses are terrible, and there could be at least 950 total yards in this game. Temple passes the ball 56.22% of the time, and both of these teams allow at least 8 yards per pass. That's just per pass. Per completion, I want to say both teams are over 10 yards. I also expect a full football field's worth of penalty yards at least. So I'm looking for about 80% scoring success in the red zone from both of these teams, because both of these teams give up buku amounts of success in the red zone. So with that being said, I'm not betting an under in a Tulane game ever again. So it's just, that's the way it is. And this is pretty much just by principle alone, but or gut feeling or eye test. But, you know, there's also some numbers and data to back it. So it's also nice when it aligns like that. Because sometimes you just try to force something, square peg into a triangle hole. So yeah, over 64 in that one, and you can even get a better number right now because it's at 61.5. So I'm kind of concerned in a little bit to, you know, see why. But I don't think it's anything crazy. You know, I'll check the injury report just real quick to make sure no major guy was ruled out, because, you know, that would be my first inclination. Spoiler alert, I do like Duke to not cover this week against Charlotte. Charlotte's getting 10.5 on the road, and I think Duke's getting love just because they're an ACC team. So let's check the injury report for Temple Tulane, just make sure no one serious got rolled out. And again, beat writers, guys, beat writers are really good for this. No, nothing new, nothing crazy. All right, so nothing to worry about there, guys. Again, it's probably just weird movement. People thinking Temple has a really good defense still from last year, but they don't. You know, so look for the over in that one. The Green Wave, 4.5-point favorites. Went down from 5. Well, I just looked at it. It was 5. Now it's 4.5. Lots of movement on this line, guys. That's really weird. maybe some pros and sharps are looking to play this game. It's an exciting game for some people, I guess. So, with that being said, I think that about wraps up the Monday Night Football, the college football I'm looking at. Real quickly, throw a couple NFL lines out there that caught my eye coming up for this next week. I'm really excited to watch the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game just because of what it can offer. And I'm just kind of glancing over these lines right now, you know, so pardon my lack of preparation. Raiders and the Browns, over 54, kind of looks enticing. I think the under is going to get hammered just because Odell Beckham and the news on that, which is a major bummer because he's very polarizing and exciting to watch. Look at the Raiders and the Browns over 54. I kind of like that. It opened at 55.5, so it's dropped a little bit. Tennessee going on the road against Cincinnati. 5.5-point favorites. Might look to put that in a tease and get it down to a pick. So, or a 3-point tease if you want to do something like that. Get it down to 2.5. So that way, if Steven Gostkowski has to hit a game-winning field goal, he can redeem himself. That was rough. I lost my over bet on that. I think I've mentioned it twice now. Okay, guys, that does it for me and gals. That's going to put a bow on this one. Got to get it out. Got to get it edited and all that stuff for Monday Night Football. Sorry for the lateness. I'm adjusting from being in Oklahoma City to Atlanta. Thought I had more time than I did. And plus, it's the fiance's birthday. So, you know, certain things take precedence. So, happy birthday, Krista. Again, guys and gals, I appreciate you listening in. I always enjoy this. And I am excited for next time. I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. And once again, check those promo codes out on manscaped.com and over at mybookie.ag. Hoopball20. And then Hoop Ball, respectively. So once again, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation at Hoop Ball Gaming on Twitter. I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. And don't forget about Ira, who will be on the show tomorrow. Again, like always, it'll be like good times. At Ira Silver Magic. Thanks again, once again. And you all take care and good luck tonight. Go get those bets and make some money.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.